My name is Michelle Dragony, and I wrote a book called Live to Die, The Birthday Death Day Planning Process, a comprehensive guide to lifelong death planning, covering medical, legal, financial, and spiritual issues. So let's start with the title, Live to Die. Most important thing is that we live every day as if we were going to die the next day. That point of view comes from having thought about living and dying for the last 36 years since I got hit by a drunk driver while I was sitting on a couch in a house. It messed with my head pretty good, messed with my body pretty good, you know, living in a little bit of pain every day, but I went from being a world-class athlete to being active, and I'm grateful for that. It took me a decade to learn how to be grateful for something that was less when I had something more. But all in all, it made me a much better person. It also made me impervious to the fear of death. If you know anybody who has had a near-death accident, ask them about how they live to die. People who have come back from near death are way more grateful for every single day they have. It's not that you have to have a near-death experience to appreciate every single day. It's just that people who recover from near-death experiences, and they come around, and it can take time. Those people are usually much more grateful every day. But that doesn't come as a gift. As I said, it took me about a decade to come to really appreciate what I had, not what I had left. And so, for those of you who haven't had an accident, it's a matter of awareness, a matter of consciousness. How many times do you sit there when you wake up in the morning and just look out the window at the sky and appreciate the sky for just a few moments before you look at your phone? So, Live to Die is all about appreciating life and death. They are linked inextricably. We're all going to die, and it's important that we prepare for death. It needs to become part of our culture. Whether you work with your family and or your friends, talking about death is something we should all be doing on a regular basis. We are coming up on baby boomers dying off. There's going to be a lot of older people that are passing away. And the younger people are the ones who are going to be left with the mess of probate or the confusion of not knowing whether to bury, whether to cremate, or what to do at all. And so it's really important that we all start the conversation. And that leads to the next part of the title, which is the birthday death day planning process. So we all have a birthday. And on our birthday, it should be a reasonable thing to expect people to give a slight nod to the counterpoint of the birthday, which is your death day. It shouldn't be morbid at all. It shouldn't be scary. It should be a conscious desire to honor your life. And to honor your life, you don't want to end up having a death where maybe you don't have enough money to take care of your funeral. Maybe you die suddenly and you don't have a will and a trust. There are so many things that happen when you die, whether you die suddenly or you die over a long period of time. All of those things can be planned for. And with Live to Die, I cover 5 different death timelines: sudden death, death in days, death in months, death in years, and controlled death. Have you thought about the different ways you might die and the legal, medical, financial, and spiritual ramifications of a sudden death? No planning at all? I hesitate to think of the legal trauma, financial trauma, and the spiritual trauma that your family and friends will feel if you haven't planned, or that you will feel if they haven't planned. So, the birthday death day planning process is a process. It should happen annually. Not on your birthday if you don't want it, but it's usually when you're around family and friends, right? So you know, maybe it's a question of just sort of saying to a group of people while you have a glass of wine in your hand and say, oh, I've just updated my will and my trust. Would you mind giving it a read for me? I'll give you a call next week. And now you have a bookmark that you can follow up when, you know, things are a little less social and a time where you can talk in a little more detail. It is a great point of purchase, if you will, the family gathering. It's a great time to start talking about this. It could also be a really bad time, depending on your family. So one of the things I will be covering in future podcasts is how to deal with personalities, how to deal with cultural generational shifts and feelings about death, and even technology. How much are you willing, or how much are they willing, to undergo in order to stay alive? How many procedures? How many processes? Everybody's different, and everybody's different over time. I know the way I felt about death after the accident was extreme suicidal. I don't feel that way anymore, but I also don't covet life quite the way I would say most people my age do. I'm 56. I gave up mountain biking a few years ago because I decided I didn't want to get injured and have some sort of major recovery that I would have to go through on top of what is basically a soft tissue arthritis that I have due to the accident for the last 36 years. So for me, thinking about how much I want to put up with is easy. If I have any major surgery, you know, cranial spinal injury, I am not interested in going through that. Now, other people my age would be totally willing to do it and will come out ahead of the game later on. But I just can't do that. And psychologically, I've lived a really amazing life. My quality of life is just very high. And to reduce the quality of my life any further than I have already, I'm just not willing to. So everybody has a different psychology about living and dying. And I'm sharing mine with you just to help you start thinking about how yours might be. Thanks for joining me for my first podcast. Let's start with this title. Live to Die, the birthday death day planning process. We'll be back with another podcast. Join us soon. This is Michelle Dragony.